Before he was West Virginia's governor, Jim Justice was president and CEO of more than 100 companies. Upon his election, Justice transferred control of many of those companies to his family members, including his son and daughter. Resource reporter Brittany Patterson has been looking into court records of cases in which businesses are suing some of those Justice family companies to recover debts. Brittany, what did you find?
A review of court documents found at least 5 cases dating back to 2013 where Justice family companies failed to pay suppliers for goods or services. When compelled by a court to pay, the companies either refused or failed to meet an agreed-upon schedule for payment. And these cases run the gamut, from not paying for parts for mining equipment to coal royalties. And the money owed in these cases ranged from just under $150,000 to $3.1 million. And in some of these cases, the courts authorized a U.S. Marshal to seize assets from Justice Company bank accounts, only to find that the accounts are empty or closed.
So walk us through an example from the court documents.
The most recent case involves National Union Fire Insurance Company, which provide workers' compensation and general liability insurance policies for Southern Coal Corp., one of the Justice family companies. And according to court documents, National Union audited Southern Coal's books and found they owed roughly $2.7 million. The coal company issued what's called a promissory note. It laid out what they owed and a payment plan, but the records show the company stopped making payments, defaulting on almost $560,000. And then this July, a judge issued a writ of execution.
A writ of execution. What does that do?
That gave the U.S. Marshal the go-ahead to tap into multiple bank accounts associated with Southern Coal. But over the last few weeks, those accounts have come back closed or empty. And that's also what is happening in another case involving a paper company called WestRock. It also got a writ of execution to recover about $1 million owed by 2 Justice family companies. But as in with the National Union case, court records show those accounts also came back empty.
So what do Governor Justice and the companies have to say about this?
The governor's spokesperson referred questions about the businesses to the Justice family companies. Ohio Valley Resource repeatedly reached out to the Justice Family Corporation and a lawyer that has represented their business interests. We received no response beyond a no comment from the lawyer.
And where does this leave the companies who are owed the money?
I asked Patrick McGinley about that. McGinley teaches at West Virginia University's College of Law, and he has followed the coal industry for about 40 years.
The justice companies haven't gone bankrupt, but they're not paying their bills, and it's not clear what's going on except that the impact of not paying taxes, not paying suppliers, not reclaiming land, that's serious, and that impacts people throughout the region.
Now, we know that the coal industry recently went through a sharp decline and many coal companies went bankrupt. But the Justice family companies aren't bankrupt. And what these court documents show is a pretty widespread pattern of non-payment.
Brittany Patterson, thank you. Those court documents are on our website, ohiovalleyresource.org. I'm Jeff Young in Louisville.